And good morning. This Radio K Pulpit and Pulpits in Pretoria calling. Life has challenges, doesn't it? It has its challenges. It's got its challenges. How do I handle life challenges, facing life's challenges as God's child? There are so many types of challenges and pressures in life, isn't it? There are so many challenges and pressures in life. Coping with miscarriage, caring for an elderly parent, marital intimacy, retirement planning. Perhaps you are a working mom and so stressed out and overworked and overwhelmed by meeting everyone's needs at home. Perhaps you are a single mom. Perhaps you had an abortion. Perhaps you are a single person. Coping with singleness, not always easy in life. Perhaps you have to deal with death. Perhaps you're addicted to something. Perhaps you're searching for true love. Perhaps you are coping with, or not coping with, anxiety and worry. Seeking peace and assurance and a relief from your anxiety and worry. Perhaps you're going through a bad situation in life. Perhaps you want to lose weight and you are struggling with obesity. Family conflict. Perhaps you are struggling as a Christian with premarital sex. You have to make decisions. You do not know what the right choice is or what is the wrong choice. You're struggling, you're facing that challenge. So many people coping or not coping with cancer. It's a struggle. Dealing with difficult people, loneliness, blues, you're just not feeling good this morning. A tragedy in your life that you didn't expect, disaster, perhaps you were raped. There are so many to overcome life's challenges. I had an email from a listener the other day saying that she is struggling with hair loss, and every day in the bottom of her shower a lot of hair, and she's stressed out about that. Divorce, addicted to pornography, chronic pain, suicide of a child, fear of failment and failure and discouragement. Perhaps the empty nest syndrome. Many people leaving their homes. Whatever the challenge, let's read Matthew 1 verse 18 to 25. Because during his time on earth, Jesus showed us how to bring a vision to pass in the midst of challenges, how to bring visions, dream new dreams to pass in life's challenges. And I believe Matthew 1 verse 18 to 25 gives us a look into how Jesus coped. Let's read Matthew 1 verse 18 to 25. The birth of Jesus took place like this. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. Before they came to the marriage bed, Joseph discovered Mary was pregnant. It was by the Holy Spirit, but he didn't know that. He was upset, determined to take care of things quietly so Mary would not be disgraced. And while he was trying to figure a way out, he had a dream. And Matthew 1 verse 20 says, in this dream, the Holy Spirit spoke to him, Joseph, son of David, don't hesitate to get married. Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will bring a son to birth, and when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus, meaning God saves. Jesus, God saves, because he will save his people from their sins. This would bring the prophet's sermon to full term. Watch for this. A virgin will get pregnant and bear a son. They will call him Emmanuel, the Hebrew for God is with us. Then Joseph woke up. He did exactly what God's angel commanded in the dream. He married Mary, but he did not consummate the marriage until she had the baby. He named the baby Jesus. Matthew 1 verse 18 to 25. We usually read this at Christmas time, but there's another truth in this portion of Scripture to help you and me as God's children by Jesus' grace to face life's challenges. There are many, many types of challenges. I only named a few of them just now. There are so many pressures in life. And during Jesus' time on earth, Jesus showed us how to bring a vision to pass in the midst of such challenges. How can you and I, as God's children, by the grace of Jesus, still have hope and vision in the midst of all our challenges? Let's quickly have a look in this portion of Scripture. Because Jesus faced similar problems and obstacles to what you and I face today. Yet his vision came to pass. He is our greatest teacher when it comes to learning how to overcome challenges. And it's so important to know that as God's child, and we can know it from this portion of Scripture. Why? I'm going to tell you in a moment. Because Jesus is our greatest teacher. And the Holy Spirit wants you and me to have a teachable spirit when it comes to learning how to overcome challenges. Life is tough. Yeah. Perhaps your parents were divorced when you were just a child. Maybe your father is an alcoholic. Maybe your mother is a drug addict. Perhaps you are going through some very terrible troubles. Perhaps you aren't even sure who your father is. Or if you do know who your father is, you wish you didn't know. Yeah, it sounds strange, but this is some of the greatest challenges, even in South Africa. And we brush it under the rug. Jesus knows what it feels like to have a difficult family background because he was called illegitimate. Jesus was called illegitimate. Matthew 1 verse 18 to 25, go and read it again. Jesus was born under what the world considered questionable circumstances. And it comes out in Matthew 1 verse 18 to 25. Yet that challenge didn't stop Jesus from knowing his relationship to his heavenly Father and fulfilling his purpose as God's Son. No matter your background, your relationship with your Father in heaven by Jesus' grace will help you to overcome your difficult circumstances, and whatever circumstances they may be, and fulfill your purpose and your calling as God's child. So many Christians struggle with life's challenges. But when you and I are under pressure, you and I can know, as Jesus did, and he will give me the grace to do that. By his Holy Spirit's power, I will have the strength to do it. When I am under pressure, do not quit on your vision. Do not quit on your dream. Huh? Because Jesus didn't. Jesus didn't. Jesus faced similar challenges. Even when he was a boy of 12 years old, he knew that he was born to do something. And he started to do God's will. Yet Jesus' earthly parents didn't understand his vision or why he was pursuing it. Even when Jesus said in Luke 2 verse 49, "Didn't you know I had to be about my Father's business?" Even though Jesus respected and honored his parents, he had to follow God's purpose for his life. And as difficult as it might be to experience the disapproval of family, you and I must follow the vision God has given us. At the same time, you and I should always show love and respect to family, even when they disagree with our vision. Jesus went through everything you can imagine. There were people who were against him, who continually schemed to make Jesus fail. But how did Jesus overcome? How did Jesus overcome these challenges? How did he succeed in his vision when he faced all the opposition? Jesus was able to remain composed through all the trials and challenges because what he had in his heart was bigger than all their threats, accusations, and insults. And perhaps you are going through these challenges in life with accusations and insults and threats. Even if there's only one listening right now somewhere in God's world saying, "I am so tired of these threats, accusations and insults that I have to face with these challenges of life," this is a message to your heart, founded in the Word of God in Matthew chapter 1. And it's meant that you should hear. When you face life's challenges, when you face even threats and accusations and insults, live your dream. Have your vision, which God has called you to be. Jesus knew how to persevere, how to press forward with a dream and a vision. Likewise, the vision in your heart needs to be larger than any opposition, any accusation and insult. Your vision in your heart needs to be larger than any opposition that comes against you, so you can persist in your life's purpose. That purpose that the Lord God has laid in your heart, that dream, that vision. And know that life challenges will be tough. touches each and every one of us. Whether it's you or someone close to you, you will undoubtedly face that trial sometimes. Why? Because life isn't fair. Just go and ask Paul in the New Testament. Ask the disciples. Life isn't fair. Get used to it. And if you are going through a challenge in life, sing the song, "It's Well With My Soul," and be grounded in the foundation of God's holy word. Face your life's challenges with a full knowledge, as we've just seen in Matthew 1 verse 18 to 25. Jesus shows us how to bring a vision and a dream to pass when God is calling you in the midst of all the challenges, because he faced similar problems and obstacles to what you and I face today as God's children through all the ages. And yet his vision and his calling and his dream came to pass. And as I said just now, Jesus is our greatest teacher when it comes to learn how to overcome all the challenges in life. And the first step is dive into the grace sea of the grace of Christ. And afresh, for the first time, perhaps for the first time this morning, you realize you have to get back to Jesus after a backslidden past. For the first time, perhaps, just saying, "Here I am, God, by Jesus' grace, I'm coming to you. Let it be well with my soul, Lord Jesus." Father God, by the grace of Jesus, we pray for each and every one facing challenges, as Jesus faced them, as an illegitimate son of his parents, as Matthew tells us, in opposition with his parents at the age of 12, he pressed through, as Luke teaches us. In our challenges and pressures, Jesus, show me the vision that you want for me, because it's well with my soul. I'm your child, God, by Jesus' grace. And afresh I turn to you. In Jesus' name, amen.